for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
Quitting time on your Friday. Congratulations, you have made it. The weekend begins now. 5:01 on Fan Run Radio. I'm Russell Smith. 1 hour to go till first pitch for the Vols at Clemson. Sure, Marcus will have more on that. It's the Top 5 at 5. Marcus, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number one, Tennessee Vols baseball will be taking on Charlotte at 6 p.m. Eastern time. You can catch the game on ESPNU or ESPN+. The winner of this series will take on the Clemson Tigers, who ended out beating Lipscomb after that was a grand slam they had. It was close for most of the game, but Clemson pulled out at the end, and the winner of this series will face the Tigers.
Let's just get through this one tonight. We'll worry about Clemson tomorrow. Got to find a way to score one more run than Charlotte tonight, and we'll be with you. Voluntary reaction as soon as the game is over. Davey Hudson, the trio is back. The three best friends that anyone could have.
Friends.
Back together. Voluntary reaction. Twitter Spaces after the ballgame.
It's been a minute since we've hung with Davey.
It has been. Looking forward to it.
When was the last time all three of you did one?
Did he do... Oh, the spring game. We did the spring game one with us.
Yeah.
That was kind of a combo.
Yeah.
What else was going on? It was baseball, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were playing some big series.
Is it Vanderbilt? Wasn't Vanderbilt? Do you know what it was? If you know what it was, speak up.
Yeah, it was
Arkansas.
Because... Oh, that's right.
It was Arkansas. Vandy was the following week, I think.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah.
We swept Vanderbilt.
Arkansas swept us.
Who cares?
True. At number two, throwing out an early weekend game for you guys is the Tennessee Lady Softball team plays this weekend on Saturday at 3 p.m. as they take on the number one Oklahoma Sooners, hoping to keep them from having a chance to three-peat as they are facing off in Oklahoma City.
Bring it on, Big Mama. I want a piece of that chick they got pitching for them.
I like how he caught himself from saying something blatantly misogynistic, had a split second to think about it, consider other options, and he went with chick.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
Very Don Draper.
I'm back in Karen and the Lady Vols. Gonna kick some ass tomorrow.
That's how you explain it.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Some of Kiki Malloy. Throw that softball over the plate to Kiki. See what happens. See what happens, Russell.
Yeah,
what's
yeah
Russell.
Happen?
It'll be on a damn freight train over the fence.
Okay.
Damn Oklahoma Sooners.
When is that game tomorrow?
3 p.m.
And if we win tonight, we would play at 6. So it would be like back-to-back games.
We don't play tonight.
I'm talking about Tennessee baseball.
If baseball
wins tonight, we would have softball at 3 and then baseball at 6. If Tennessee loses tonight, it would be baseball at noon and then softball at 3.
Dude, if it would be, I mean, they're, what, 59-1, 56-1? They've lost one game this year. If we're able to pull this off and slay Goliath, Karen Weekly and her team of Davids go out there and take down the mighty Oklahoma Sooners, or are they the Lady Sooners, or what do they call them?
Yeah.
Oklahoma softball
team. I
think
just Sooners.
Somebody told us last week when we had this conversation that Tennessee basketball was the only school in the country that did Lady Vol, like Lady anything anymore.
No, you still got Law Tech. Still, they aren't the Texters.
Well,
there's
a few of them that I would say are probably – you probably can't do any – mix it up. Like South Carolina, I don't think you could get away with that. That might be a
Lady
bit weird.
Cox.
Well, you said it.
Lady Hogs.
Yeah, I feel like that one would be a little bit too close to, you know.
So USA Today, February 14th, 2020. Happy Valentine's Day. Some schools cling to antiquated female nicknames. I don't know what you're supposed to do as a guy anymore. They're pissed off if you call them ladies. They're pissed off if you don't.
I'm sorry if the people that are pissed off about the Lady Vols keeping it. To me, it never made any sense. Strictly from the bottom line, dollars. You know, dollars. It's a brand. Why would Tennessee give that up? The Lady Vols brand.
At number three, the Phoenix Suns are finalizing a five-year deal to make Frank Vogel their next head coach. Sources told ESPN Today the Suns offered Vogel the job on Friday morning and are nearing the completion on a long-term deal. Vogel emerged as a finalist from the group, including 76ers Doc Rivers and Suns assistant Kevin Young. Vogel comes with a 2020 NBA championship as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers and a history of constructing elite defenses, which the Suns sorely lacked in that series versus the Nuggets.
If Frank Vogel walked in this room right now, I would not know him.
You think?
I would, but yeah, I can get it.
You think that this is what the missing piece is to get some defense from KD and Booker and those guys? Could this be Chris Paul's chance?
They
ring.
I really think Vogel won it because of LeBron. I really don't think he won it on his own merit.
His career in LA ended very poorly.
But I would definitely say that he could give them some added defensive need that like they just need it. Like I think Ayton probably has to go too. I think he's too much of a cancer in their locker room right now, personally. But
that's a pretty serious thing to be throwing out there.
Well, it's because he was on hold up for his long-term deal for so long, and he finally gets it. I think he's still kind of like
held out. Does that make him a cancer? I mean, that's a pretty strong term to be throwing at somebody, Marcus. I'm just saying.
Do you even know who I'm talking about? Picture the image, or at least the jersey number of the guy I'm talking about?
I mean, all I know is you're calling somebody a cancer in the locker room, and all you've brought me so far is that he held out for a long time.
I mean, there's a lot of parts to it, but it was months ago, and I don't remember the whole details.
It's very bear-like of you to say, but go ahead.
I stand by it. At number four, Tom Brady is certain that he will not come out of retirement to join the Raiders as a player. A story that came out recently about Tom Brady potentially being a part-time owner and a player for the Las Vegas Raiders. He came out and reiterated Thursday that he has no plans to play in the NFL again after retiring in February. He hopes to agree into buying into the Las Vegas Raiders and allow him to be a part of the league for the rest of his life.
Buying it.
I mean, doesn't Tampa Bay still own his rights? I mean, he just retired. He didn't run his contract out, did he?
Maybe
being the same deal as Andrew Luck. Right? That'd be hilarious.
I thought he was like on a one or two-year deal.
Yeah, I think he kept doing like a one-up year deal so he could always make that determination if he wanted to come
pulling
back.
Pulling a LeBron.
Honestly, I hope he does play because that would mean the dream would be reborn.
And what's the dream?
To see him carted off on his final play
God,
on a gurney.
Stop.
And you're going to give me.
Go on. Go, please.
You're going to give me these like nasty looks about how I talk about Will Levis. I see how it is. And finally, at number five, Air New Zealand. They are now weighing their passengers before they board their flights.
Don't want any more two-seaters. I don't blame them. You ever get stuck next to a two-seater on a flight, Russ? It's terrible. You know it and I know it. We're just being honest here on Honest Friday on the Drive.
Yeah. No, it's... Yeah, it's. I mean, something needs to be done. People get. I'm surprised that
we're making about two seats.
It's Air what? It's
Air New Zealand.
New Zealand. I mean,
the Kiwis.
Because I don't know if they have the obesity epidemic that we have here in the United States.
I don't think anybody does like we do.
So why are they addressing this before we do?
So the carrier is implementing this new boarding procedure in order to better balance the weight across an aircraft on international flights. It said in a statement, knowing an aircraft's weight is also key to calculating the fuel consumption, while having more precise information about travelers' weight can make for a safer flight.
Yeah, you have to. I've got a really good friend. His dad's a pilot. My buddy is. He's a really big dude, and his dad has to compensate for how big he is whenever they fly together in, you know, one of those smaller planes.
And planes are already too small and cramped anyway.
It's awful. Could you imagine what's going to happen if they ever did something like that here? 100%
people are going to revolt. Yeah. Oh, it's fat shaming. You can't do that. It's like, well, what are we supposed to do? Like, you're charging hundreds of dollars for these tickets that can be canceled at any time, and now we're going to stuff somebody. Like, the guy next to you is literally bulging. He's like bulging over his seat into my seat, and I'm just supposed to be like, oh, it's okay. That's just the way he is.
$600 for this flight, this ticket.
He can't be comfortable either.
Yeah. Like, no, he can't. Pull the arm, you know. He's charging for two seats. I mean, you got to get in shape. I mean, that's part of it, too. I realize that I'm not knocking it, but, I mean, I've been weighed way too much. I probably weigh too much right now. It's not healthy for you. What's the worst experience you ever had on a flight?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, knock on wood, I haven't had any awful ones.
Worst I had was I had a layover in Chicago, and our AC broke, so we had to. They initially told us it was going to take maybe half an hour. Ended up being like a 2-hour delay before we could take our flight to LA.
Were you on the plane with no AC?
We were sitting on the plane getting ready to go, and that's when they were like, "Hey, we're just going to need probably about half an hour to try to fix the AC, and then we'll take off." And then they came back and they're like, "All right, everyone get off the plane."
At least you got off the plane. I mean, the worst ones I hear are where people are stuck on the tarmac for hours.
Oh, yeah, and I've never had that.
That sounds
awful. I was seated directly next to screaming, and I mean screaming like
yikes.
Like 3, 4, maybe 5 at the most, 5-month-old baby.
Ooh, brutal.
Young mother traveling by herself with a baby.
Also, that same flight from Nashville to Chicago, I'm pretty sure the guy from Super Size Me was on the plane.
That's cool.
Almost positive.
I did take one for the team. I stepped up. The flight got in the air.
Dude, what? You said something?
No.
What'd you do?
I gave her a break, and I sat there and
held the baby.
Yeah, and rocked the baby.
I thought you were about to say, ma'am, can you control your kid?
No.
Can you control your kid, ma'am?
I mean,
let's be honest. If you say Bear is about to tell a story, what is more likely, that he says something rude to the mother or that he holds the baby and soothes it so that the mother can have a break?
Says something rude.
I mean,
I realize that. On Honest Friday, I will be honest and say I could see that, but.
Wait, Honest Friday?
Yeah, it's a thing I'm wanting to start.
As opposed to
Bears
what?
Created a new holiday.
Bull crap rest of the week?
Sure.
Bull crap Bear Monday through Thursday. Friday, we hook him up to the Fan Run lie detector.
I say we start bolting him with questions right now. See how honest he is.
Did you steal those little helmets?
No, I did not. I swear to God, I didn't. You bring in a Bible lie detector? I had no idea where they were.
A Quran? I feel like a Bible would spontaneously burst into flames if it were to enter these.
It might. No, I did. It's one of the things. It's like 2 or 3 things in my life that I'm like really proud of that I did.
How does it make you feel when Russell excludes you from Titans fandom?
Oh, I honestly, I don't care. He's a nudge. I had a little brother that was like a lot more obnoxious than he is.
Sounds like a challenge, Russell.
Tucker has a challenge accepted. Tucker, he has a story. He's leaning in. It sounds like he has a terrible plane experience.
I think I've got you guys beat here. I actually, this is not the worst one that I know. I did have a friend that got stuck in New York for like a week because of the whole Southwest debacle that happened last winter. Ooh. So that's definitely worse than mine. But mine, I was going to see my dad's roommate with my dad in Virginia, Charlottesville, Virginia. We had a connector in Atlanta, and the weather was terrible that day. So what ended up happening was we got to Atlanta a couple hours too late, and we had to try and run to our flight, and it never didn't make it to the flight. But fortunately, we found another flight to Charlottesville that night. But then we were waiting there, and the captain didn't show up. So we were forced to stay in a Quality Inn for about 4 hours, and take off at 8 a.m. the next morning. This is like at 9 o'clock at night.
Brutal.
So that's,
I mean, that's kind of a, I mean, that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, here's the question. Would you rather be on? Would you rather have one of those, a delay that wrecks your trip, puts you a day behind, you have to sleep on the floor at the airport, one of those things, or have a really long, scary plane ride, lots of turbulence, like oh my god, we're gonna die.
I'll sleep on the damn. I've slept in the middle of a field at a festival before. Nothing.
I'm not talking about the sleep. I'm talking about the inconvenience of it, like, because that does suck when it's just like hours and you are bored
off.
And you are tired.
Spend 3 nights in an airport before I'd have one of those.
You know you're going to survive, though, on the plane ride. It's just really scary. Maybe you don't know you're going to survive.
I mean, if I know I'm going to survive, it kind of takes it out of it. It's kind of like an amusement park, right? Amusement park ride.
But those are fun. I don't think there's anything fun about a turbulent flight.
It can get scary.
I always look at the stewardess, like, as long as she's cool – and she does this all the time.
Oh, yeah, when the students
I'm not
nervous,
cool,
I'm
but I'll
nervous.
Act cool. On the inside, I'm like, oh, my God. But on the outside, I'm like, yeah, this is all right. Now, I've never seen the stewardess panic, but if she does, I don't know. I guess I would just start crying at that time, maybe praying, speaking in tongues.
Speaking?
I don't know. What do you do when you think you're going to die?
I don't know. I mean, like, imminently, like, on that in that situation?
Probably start have a panic attack or something, start hyperventilating. On a plane, like, it's going down. The G's are pulling at you. Those little masks are falling down in your face. Tell your loved ones goodbye. Maybe try and make a final phone call.
I don't know. I hope that's why I don't like flying. That's one way I've never really wanted to leave the planet that way. Leave the mortal coil.
Would not be a good way to
augering in like that. Hell no.
And everybody knows a plane ride on down. You know that last minute was terrifying. Last minute or two.
Oh, yeah. I'll think about the damn one, the space shuttle that.
Nobody was calm on the way down. It's terrifying. This has gotten dark. This has gotten dark. Tucker's like, please, talk about something else, dude.
Macabre Friday.
All right. Can we take Saban to task? Let's do that coming up next. Nick Saban, Alabama. I mean, just a model of discipline. If you want your young son to become a man, you send him to Nick Saban, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
But be careful. Be careful, young folks, because Nick Saban don't tolerate no mess. Unless you run a sub-4.5-second 40, then there's evidently not much he won't tolerate. We'll tell you more about it when we continue. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio. Stay with us. The docket. We got Bammers on the docket today. We talked about Tony Mitchell when this arrest happened and then the video came out. There's body cam video available on YouTube. You can go watch this. Tony Mitchell committed to Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt during his freshman year. He's a very highly touted defensive back prospect from Alabama. Later picked Alabama and has enrolled at Alabama. Getting set to go into his freshman season. He was arrested after leading police on a high-speed chase with speeds reaching up to 141 miles per hour. He was the driver of the car. When they finally got the car stopped, I believe it was one of those things where because he was driving so recklessly, they called off the chase so that nobody would be killed.
Yeah.
And were able to eventually locate the car they had based on the description and everything and take this guy and his passenger into custody. There were large amounts of marijuana, like not personal
half
use.
It was a half a pound.
Large amounts of weed in the car and I believe an AR-15, some sort of firearm also in there.
I thought it was multiple guns.
Maybe. Guns. It had firearm issues, drugs. to me, the high-speed chase is like you're driving a car over 141 miles an hour running from the cops. It's a miracle.
No one got killed.
It is a miracle. No one was killed. Innocent people, drivers, bystanders, policemen, whatever, themselves. Yeah. He pled no contest to a felony marijuana charge last week, received 3 years of probation. Yesterday, he was reinstated from his suspension to Alabama football after 73 days off season. He will miss no practice time, will miss no game time.
Oh, he was pulled over in his Alabama muscle car. I swear to God, I think it was a Charger, one of those Hellcats or something like that. Not many cars can do 141.
Not many. I saw this last night, and I tweeted, and gotten a lot of response. Let's see exactly what I said. It was late. Guy led police on a high-speed chase of speeds up to 141 miles per hour with drugs and guns in the car. It's a miracle no one was killed. A two-month off-season suspension for someone who should be in prison is pathetic, even by Alabama's deplorable standards. Now, this is, of course, on the heels of the basketball murder, which multiple players were involved in. You had the player coming off the field striking, throwing a punch at a defenseless young girl on the field at Tennessee. A couple of other things going on. I mean, it's hard to keep count at this point of all these really bad things that are going on in Alabama's athletics department. A baseball coach just fired amid a gambling scandal.
Yeah.
And it's got, admittedly, I'm throwing red meat to the wolves on Twitter with a tweet like that. But there's some people who's like, who are coming at it, and not just Alabama fans, from the standpoint of everybody deserves a second chance. And this kid shouldn't have his life thrown away. One guy said, go watch Saban's old video. It says everybody turns their back on these kids who grew up around this stuff. He's seen kids make mistakes and go on to be great. You have to experience a second chance to understand the value of it. To which I say, fine. Everybody deserves a second chance, including this young man. I'm not saying that he deserves to go to prison forever. I'm saying that you drive 141 miles per hour, you're very lucky nobody was killed, and that can't just have 3 years of probation and a suspension, during the off season. Like, that's at least got to have a year long suspension. I think you send a strong message and send the young man to jail for at least a couple of months.
You got to do something. You had a half a pound firearms and driving.
You drive like that. There's got to. We can't live in a society where there's virtually no consequences for that sort of reckless endangerment of the public.
Yeah.
The only difference between him and Ruggs is just sheer luck.
Ruggs, the unfortunate thing that happened with Georgia, with the staffer and the football player. When you're driving that fast, you make one mistake, you're dead.
So, look, I'm not saying that lock him up and throw away the key.
No.
If he comes out of jail and is able to, stay on the straight and narrow and do his schoolwork and stuff, then maybe you can convince me he deserves a chance to play football. But, this is not even a slap on the wrist. This is literally nothing.
Yeah, no.
He missed, 2 months of off-season workouts?
He didn't miss one damn workout. He was suspended from the team. If you don't think he was, he'll probably come back bigger, faster, stronger after, he's been doing punishment workouts.
Chase on Twitter says if Bama would just give their players each a Prius, boom, problem solved.
Dude, that or, ankle monitoring.
Oh, man.
Good Lord. You look at all the, I'm still firmly, I said it months ago, that we need to retire the Fulmer Cup. I think it should either be renamed the Bama Cup or the Kirby Cup.
Yeah.
I mean, the only reason I'd send my kid to play football at Georgia is if I wanted him to, maybe one day
Kirby Cup
take
has
a stab
the,
at Big Daddy Don Garlett's drag racing record.
Kirby Cup has the alliteration thing going for it. I feel like Alabama has really earned it, though, with the year they've put together off the field.
I mean, when you start talking about murder and, not just gambling, but I don't know. Alabama looks like two different teams.
The story of the young lady who says that she was raped and is covered up by the athletics department.
There's a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
I guarantee you, I think there's one or two things that we're just forgetting about right now.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
That's gone on this year. So,
and to any Alabama fans out there listening, say you're taking cheap shots, you're piling on. Tennessee has had their problem players in the past before. You're absolutely correct. And I've said before that I thought Leonard Little got off light. Dwayne Goodrich had his football career taken away from him. He went to prison for he paid his debt to society.
Yeah, he deserved it. I mean, he took someone's life, but I mean, Dwayne Goodrich was punished. I mean, he was at Huntsville, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, you know, people talk about recruiting. If would I send my son down there? Maybe if I had a son who was, you know, tended towards the criminal element, and my only thought as a father was to somehow get him to the league so he could get a bag and I could get a part of that. Yeah, maybe I might send him to Alabama, just knowing that there aren't going to be any repercussions for his criminal actions.
And it's sad.
It's beyond. It's disturbing. Is what it is. That, but I mean, I guess that's who Nick Saban is, man. The original win at all costs. You know, Urban Meyer thinks Nick Saban's program is out of control. Barry Switzer is sitting over there going, "Dude, you really need to rein your guys in." And that's how bad it's gotten.
Oh, I mean, it's beyond beyond Oklahoma. I mean, all they did was fire some Uzis off. They didn't actually kill anybody. The Henry Ruggs thing hangs around him, too, just because, you know. I mean, how long has he been in the league? Like a year or so? I mean, it's not all on Alabama, but you going to tell me Henry Ruggs hadn't done anything, didn't do anything at Alabama? Now, obviously, he didn't kill anybody.
Who knows, man? That is the docket. Mike on Twitter says, Factual Friday, get a sponsor. Who wants to step up and put their business's name on Factual Friday, where
Factual Friday,
Bear is hooked up to the fan run lie detector?
No,
he cannot tell a lie.
The entire show, yeah. Everybody like that's this. On this
Bear,
show.
That's the way most of us act
you
regularly.
You all do not. You fibbed. I've heard your tall tales you've told.
Name one.
For each of us.
You know I'm not good at recalling stuff. You got the short-term memory and long-term memory issues.
Name one.
I don't know.
I'll give you time.
I'd have to go back and listen.
A lie I've told?
I'll have to look at the tape.
I've knowingly and purposefully tried to deceive you or the listening audience. A lie I've told?
I actually just started saying it kind of as a joke this afternoon.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it would sound funny. Honest
what?
Fridays.
Oh, Honest Friday?
Yeah.
I think it slipped out of your mouth and you didn't realize that this was going to become a cudgel with which to bash you.
I liked it. I'm sure you did, Marcus. I'm sure you did. No, don't give me your first of all preamble.
Hold on, let the man
Second
talk.
Of all.
Let the man talk. Let him have his word. He's
For one, I think Factual Friday sounds better. It just rolls off the tongue a little bit better than Honest Friday.
Yeah.
Two, who wouldn't want to see you tied up to a lie detector and to see how?
I can tell you, I very rarely fib. Ask me something.
I
know, didn't take the mini helmets.
I know we have law enforcement listening right now. Can we get somebody to bring? I'm 100% serious. Can we get a poly? I would love to hook Bear up to the polygraph. Love to. Love to.
I could fool that thing.
Now we
the challenge has been
to.
Thrown down. All right, I know we've got some of Knoxville's finest listening right
I
now.
I would never.
Please,
I'm not
doing it. He's not going
to
submit.
No.
Oh, come on!
Hell
come
no.
on!
You
talking
about do it?
You
want
to
do
it? This
was
your idea.
It wasn't my idea to hook myself up to a damn polygraph machine, you maniac! Can I hook you guys up to one?
Yes, but we don't.
You act like no.
It's
See,
not
going to
be as good with
crap.
You.
You always pull this crap where you know, this is, no.
We always pull this crap where we remind the audience that we actually have integrity and don't
this
lie
where
every
you,
other word out of our mouths.
Start BSing everybody and coloring it with your whatever yes, the hell it is you do.
What are you going to ask me?
I don't know, because this is the closest I've ever come to really getting in trouble as far as what language. I'm having a really hard time. I'm really wanting to say some words right now to you and, you know.
Factual Friday.
Junior over there.
Junior, that's what you're going with?
It's better than what I want to call him right now.
I think all three of us could be put on the test, and, you know, we'll see who does the best.
I'm game. I'm game. Marcus is game. I'm sure Tucker is game. Like,
I'll go last. How about that?
You'll go last?
You go first.
Fine, okay, cool. All right, there we go. Somebody hit us up. Russell at sportsradio.com.
But if you think I'm sitting down letting anybody hook me up to anything, you're wrong. I mean, you're insane.
You're not going to
go
last?
You're not going to do it.
No, you're lying about whether or not you're actually going to participate in the polygraph test.
I'm not. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you because it's Factual
Friday.
I did.
You said you would go last.
Because it's Factual Friday, Russ. I decided that
you decided to correct your lie?
Yeah. Hell no, I'm not going to get myself hooked. I have no telling what you idiots would want to ask me.
We'll keep it tame for the radio.
No, you won't.
We won't ask anything about sex, drugs.
Or rock and roll.
No, that's about rock and roll. It's about work stuff. Work stuff, sports stuff, things you've said on the air before.
I'm telling you, for most stuff that's just like around the, like stuff that everybody's wondered if I really did it, today would be the day. I'd tell you. I did not take those many helmets.
But I don't know if
Just hush for a second. Hush.
Yeah, Marcus, you talk so much, man. Always
just
cutting
hush
bear
for
off.
A second.
It's just
when it gets
rude.
Like this, yeah, it's very important. I did not take those damn mini helmets. I don't know how many times I have to say that. I'm telling you, I would have already taken credit because those guys got so insanely out of proportion angry and up in their feelings over those damn mini helmets. I wish that I had Nate. I wish that I had Houston, Davey. It was glorious. You guys were acting like maniacs over those stupid things. I pushed the red button, sure.
I mean, you previously admitted to that.
The firearm thing, yes.
This is known.
The tumble outside of Old Ben Franklin.
I don't know what happened there. That was seriously. I was trying to, honest to God, the God's honest truth, I was trying to be, Russ had to be somewhere.
Did you not call Tony Vitello an idiot, question his sanity for pulling Dolander out of game two at South Carolina a week or two ago?
I would have to go back in our text to see. And if you want me to, I will. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show. I will.
I don't.
It probably wouldn't surprise me if I did. We lash out when we're angry.
Wouldn't surprise me.
You made some very caustic observations.
I say what I say off the air, on the air. I might clean it up and take out words for, you know, we got kids listening, but the gist of it.
I felt like you're a little insulting to him. Don't bring that back up. That you insulted him. You're a little out of line yourself.
Do you support Rick Barnes as Tennessee's head basketball coach?
Yeah, I mean, I'm beginning to wonder whether he'll ever get over the hump in the tournament. But, yeah, I mean, we've never been this good in basketball, dude.
So give me some questions online, listeners. Send me some questions for Bear, questions you want answered. I can't.
Yeah, send me some for Marcus and Russell while we're at it.
Okay,
let's get all questions, mm-hmm. Yeah. Marcus, are you really not
a AMA?
You've never LARPed?
I've never LARPed before.
You're lying your ass off. Known LARPer.
It's the problem when you work with BS artists the way we do around here. Bear in particular is even when he says we're going to be honest, you just don't trust him.
I know.
Such a boy who cried wolf factor going on right now.
I so badly want a polygraph test in here because there's no way you can fight. He says he can get around it. I don't believe that. Gonna fake your way through a lie detector test.
There's no faking. You can look it up. There are ways that you can beat those things.
I mean,
I'm sure
it's been done. I don't think you can do it.
That's all I'm saying. You're not exactly.
I promise, buddy. I love you. I'm not taking a cheap shot here. But let's be honest. On Factual Friday, you're not exactly known as a guy who's cool under pressure and able to keep his calm when all those around him are losing theirs.
That's entirely false.
I thought it was Factual Friday.
It is.
You when were I pushed screaming the red like button, a madman two and, minutes ago.
And the damn lights went out on the tower and we almost took down LifeStar. You and Chance were literally running in a circle. And I was just staring up at it. And I was like, we really need to get the power back on.
How many questions in does he look at the person running the test and go, that's a damn lie?
The machine's lying.
They don't tell you anything.
The machine's lying about me lying.
You're just sitting over there and they ask you the control lying. Questions.
I'm telling the truth.
Google it, though. That's why they don't allow – they're inadmissible in court because they aren't as hard to beat as you guys are making it out to be. There's a couple things you can do.
Stay with us. The drive continues. The shocking conclusion coming up next, 20 minutes from first pitch at Clemson. Back to wrap things up right after this. Fan Run Radio, the drive continues. One final segment with you. Jake and Overtime are going to be on tonight during the game. So if you want a little counter programming or something else to listen to while you watch the game tonight, keep it tuned right here to Fan Run Radio. Of course, Bear and I will be live with you. Voluntary reaction as soon as the game is over. Davey Hudson, the third member of our dynamic triumvirate of post-game frivolity, will be with us. We'll be live Twitter Spaces. Be sure to follow me at @Russell_Smith and look for us live as soon as the game is over. Those are always a lot of fun. Justin says, ask that dullard, I guess he's referring to you, what your go-to is at Great American Cookie Company.
Great American Cookie Company is disgusting.
It's on the list.
It is on the list.
I hate him.
Okay. I think he's telling the truth on that.
I mean, honest to God, I would go to Weigel's and get, like, so either, you know, like some kind of pastry, like a donut or something. You guys talk about, I'd do that before I'd eat. Great American Cookie, it's horrendous. It's barely edible.
Biz Marquee Post says, I find it telling that when a lie detector is suggested, the first place Bear's brain goes is how to beat a lie detector.
Yeah. Well, they're very inaccurate. You can't use them in a court.
It does say a lot about you. Like, Marcus and I are like, yeah, let's get one in here. Let's see what happens. Like, that would be fun. Bear's like, I can beat it. I'm not going to do it. I can beat it, though. That does. The approach is a little bit different there. Let's get Polish Joe in here next. And then Gary, what's up, Polish Joe?
What's up, guys? Let's go, Vols.
Yeah, man.
Hey, I got a question. Now, here it is. Bear, I'm sticking up for you, big boy. I want to question you, and you act like you have the lie detector test on you. And my question is, With the authorities in the room, my question to you is Russell W. a sheep for Rick Barnes?
I mean, I'm a Barnes supporter. I mean, the word sheep is a little bit subjective.
I'm asking Bear.
You're asking
he's
Bear?
On the lie detector.
Oh. Okay.
No, he's what I would say Russ is, honest to God, I miss Factual Friday. I'm going to tell the truth. Russ is what we like to call realistic in his assessment of Coach Barnes and the
You're
basketball
asking if,
program.
If my opinions about Barnes and basketball are different off the air than they are on the air. They're not. Like, I tell
not.
You exactly how I feel about it.
Now, there are times that I get to see because we're pretty good personal friends off the air. So I see when he gets emotional about Coach Barnes, like during a game.
During games, I get super frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows Russ gets a little – he's got some anger management issues during games.
Here's the thing, though, Polish. You act like I'm never critical of Rick Barnes on the air.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are.
He's blistered him.
You definitely are, but I think when the cameras and radios are off, we would get the truth. But I would like to get you on the lie detector. Why are we always going after Bear?
Because he makes it easy. He said we should an Honest Friday as opposed to
Honest Fridays.
What are the other 4 days of the week?
They're honest too. I just like the way it sounded. I thought it would be a good goof. I thought it would.
You didn't realize it would cave in on you.
All right, say a quick prayer for me, guys. I got Tennessee -2 in the run line. Let's get a 10-run rule and get stuff going this weekend.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Let's go in there.
Let's do it.
Walk up in Clemson's house, go in the kitchen, open up the refrigerator, take out all the fixings, get yourself some bread, make a sandwich, throw the cheese wrapper on the floor, and walk out the dough. That's what I'm talking about right now. Disrespect their place.
I'm throwing two. I'm going with two slices tonight. Two slices of cheese.
Gary is next. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good afternoon, guys. I called in to help defend Bear as well.
Thank you, Gary.
Bomb, but I think Polly Joe done beat me to it, man. You know? So, but Bear, I got your back.
I appreciate you,
guys,
Gary.
Yes, sir. Guys, we're 10 minutes away from first pitch. How are you guys feeling right now? How confident are you right now?
I'm confident, and I am so fired up. I'm thinking about jumping over this desk and going over there and just slapping either Russell or Marcus across the face to get fired up.
How about a rock bottom?
Oh, no. Like through the table right here? I mean, what are we?
Why
so violent, multiple, Gary?
Yeah, multiple ambulances coming for probably multiple people if I attempted to do that. There's a reason they call us the old dudes at the station. Russell Sciatica's acting up.
Yeah, our in-break conversations of today have a lot about sciatica, a lot about stretching, the need to stretch, the donuts, and how we need to cut back. It's been a very, like, old man day here around the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios.
Does your knee? When it's cloudy outside in the mornings and it's going to rain that day?
Yeah, I feel rain coming on.
I heard every day.
Go.
The plate in my hip tells me there's rain coming.
Got a plate in my head.
Well, guys, are you confident enough in the game tonight that if you would have had the chance to buy some tickets to the game tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, would you go ahead and buy them?
No.
That confident?
No. Tell him what that does, Russell. If you do that right now.
No, you're tempting the wrath of the whatever on high atop the thing.
Yep. Can't do that, bro. Wait till the end of the game.
I would never do that. I would never do that either. I just wanted to see if you guys would.
No. Now, I for sure, Logan Quentin and I believe Charlie as well is with him, from 920 Podcast here on Fan Run. They went down for the game. I would have totally bought it, you know. If I did stuff like road, although how far is Clemson? It's just like 3 hours.
It's like 3 hours, 3.5 hours. It's not far.
You're
you regret not going down there, Russ, for this one?
To Clemson? When I see all these people posting their pictures and everything, I see Collier and Logan going down there. I get a little FOMO. I'm not going to lie. It'd be cool to be out there in the stands with a cold beverage watching the baseballs tonight.
Yeah, talking baseball with the boys.
All right, well, you guys take it easy. Have a good weekend. Go Vols. And let's do some damage this weekend.
All right, thank you, Gary. The lineup is out tonight. Ahuna leading off, playing short. Inslee in the two-hole. Dickey batting third. Griffin Merritt in the cleanup spot. Christian Moore hitting fifth. Blake Burke will hit sixth tonight. Denton, Scott, and Stark rounding out the batting order for Tennessee. So basically what we've been going with the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. Don't overthink it.
I see the ball, hit the ball, man. That's what it's got to be.
Did you send a couple of texts to get some backup?
Who?
Seemed weird that you had two callers coming in to back you up like that.
He's asking if you had plant calls right there, Barry. Keep in mind, it is Factual Friday.
It is Factual Friday. I mean, Polish Joe, he's known dullard. Doesn't surprise me. He's one of my supporters. Nice. Gary, unless I'm mistaken, I've never met Gary. I don't ever ask anybody to call in. If they do, I welcome it. You know?
Okay.
Fans a very small minority of the overall Drive fan base, but they're very vociferous.
They're very passionate.
Yeah.
By the way, we did not get to this today, but speaking of the Barnes Bashers, did you see ESPN? And I believe this is Jeff Borzello put out his post-portal top 25. Where do you think Tennessee ranks in Borzello's this basketball? College basketball, top 25, now that the portal dust is largely settled.
Yeah.
Did you saw or you're
– No.
Where do you think? Just guess.
7.
Marcus?
I'm going to say 5.
You are correct. Number 5.
Ooh.
Nationally. It's pretty shocking, man. Number 5? Tennessee basketball, number 5 coming into the season. And that is knowing Zakai Ziegler is not healthy.
You've piqued Bear's interest with that one.
He's playing point guard.
I mean, to start the season, Vescovy and Meshack, probably. You do have one of the most experienced rosters. I mean, Ziegler, Vescovy, Triple J. I mean, we look at Adu as a young player. It'll be his third year, Meshack's third year. I mean, those guys are veteran players at this point. Connect has played a lot of basketball. Ledlam's played a lot of basketball. This is a very mature Tennessee basketball team we've got coming back. Number 5 in the country, according to ESPN.
I mean, how cool would it be if Jamai really did that deal that you sometimes see the Barnes guys do where – he just explodes in his third year.
Would be pretty awesome. He's
fun to watch because he's so easy.
He's a fan favorite.
He's aggressive.
People love Jamai Meshack. Yeah, and that just shows it's not all about offense with fans, man. Like we know he's offensively limited. We're hoping that he continues to develop here, but we just want to see a guy that lays it on the line.
Incredible athlete.
No, this is one of the things I like about Barnes is there have been very few times through the years where we've questioned the squad's effort. And that was not always the case with Pearl, Konzo, certainly Buzz Peterson. You know, this town, this community, this fan base responds to effort. We like our blue-collar guys that get out there and get after it, and you miss a shot, you throw an incompletion, you drop a ball, like it happens, but the one thing we don't tolerate is lack of effort. And I'm not going to be negative on the way out the door, but there have been some rumblings about this baseball team, you know, whether or not they have the same heart as last year's team.
This is
where I want to go here as we wrap up is chance to prove it for those guys right now. Let's call what it is. Ahuna has been questioned. You know, why didn't you dive for that ball? And when we were getting roughed up in that last inning at South Carolina, this is a chance to show us that he's the player we thought we were getting when he signed up here. I hope he does it, man. All right, that's going to do it for us. Thank you, Bear.
You're welcome, Russ.
You can go back to being completely full of nonsense now.
We'll do factual.
Factual Friday is over.
We'll have to pull it back out again. Yeah,
I can see the relief already on your face. Thank you, Marcus.
Sweat off his brow.
Tucker Harlan, great work behind the scenes this afternoon. Overtime headed your way next. Voluntary reaction as soon as the game is over. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again Monday here on Fan Run Radio.